You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, back in 1918, people around the world came down with an illness that became a full-blown pandemic and resulted in the deaths of tens of millions of people. We'll talk to historian Kenneth Davis about the Spanish flu, so-called, a century later. First, the U.S. Department of Labor is looking to roll back restrictions on teenagers training in some jobs deemed hazardous. That's according to draft documents of the plan obtained by Bloomberg Law. The agency says it'll help young people get into more family-sustaining careers, but the news has alarmed some child safety advocates. Ben Penn covers the Labor Department for Bloomberg Law. He broke the story last week. He joins us now. Ben, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what are the changes that are in the works potentially in these drafts that you looked at?
Sure. So currently, the Fair Labor Standards Act has what are known as hazardous occupations orders. And what that means is that there are 17 jobs right now that are designated as too dangerous for children under the age of 18 to be working in. Children who are 16 and 17 years old are allowed limited exemptions to those rules if they are part of an apprenticeship or student learning program, such as a vocational program. So right now, what is in the works is that the Labor Department is considering revising those hazardous occupations orders to allow for expanded time on the job. The current exemptions allow for only about an hour per day for 16 and 17-year-olds in these hazardous jobs. And the new rules would be looking to open that up so they could work a full work week.
What kind of jobs are we talking about here?
So think anything from power-driven woodworking, excavation, roofing work, various other forms of power-driven machinery, meat processing, things of that nature.
And what is the argument in these drafts for the need for these changes to say, okay, we want these 16, 17-year-olds to do these jobs for more than that 1 hour that they might be allowed to?
Well, the full argument isn't laid out in the summary that I reviewed, but I can tell you from listening to Labor Secretary Alex Acosta speaking about his interest in this rulemaking on Capitol Hill a few months ago. He mentioned that this would be done under the theory that it's actually more dangerous to allow teenagers, once they turn 18, to work full time in these occupations without giving them more training when they're 16 and 17. Bodies are able to perform the work.
And in these drafts, what kind of requirements, what kind of safety requirements would there be for these 16 and 17-year-olds to protect them in hazardous jobs?
Well, it's interesting you point that out because that's not listed in the summary, and in the summary mentions need to carefully consider ways for tight supervision in these occupations when we're allowing increased time. So that's definitely one of the areas when I spoke with stakeholders on this matter that they were most interested in finding out about once the rules eventually proposed, because they said for this to have a chance of success, the devil's going to be in the details here. And I wish I was able to get my hands on the full draft so I could answer that question. Sorry.
Ben Penn is with us. He covers the Labor Department for Bloomberg Law, looking at a draft of changes to laws on 16 and 17-year-olds working in jobs designated as hazardous. Ben, what's been the reaction from groups that advocate for youth safety, occupational safety?
They're really concerned. They see this as potentially reversing decades of progress in keeping children safe on the job. And, you know, the other issue that's been brought up by several people I spoke with is that the wage and hour division within the Labor Department has extremely limited enforcement resources right now, as is. If we're going to relax these rules, it's going to make it more difficult to ensure that teenagers aren't being exposed to oppressive conditions. And you also have to consider who's going to be filing a complaint when these are teens who are eager to be working in exciting new machinery. Why are they going to be calling up on their own employer to lead to an investigation? So I think those are just a few of the issues that have been raised as concerns.
Are business groups weighing in saying, hey, yeah, we need this, we need these exemptions?
Well, the business groups who would typically be clamoring for relaxed labor rules in this administration, and they've had and they've gotten the administration to act on some of their concerns about Obama administration workplace rules already. This hasn't been one that has been on the top of their priority list. Maybe that's who knows why that is. Maybe there's more of a subdued behind the scenes advocacy campaign going on this issue, just because of the optics of calling for relaxed child labor law. But this is one from some of the groups I reach out to, manufacturing, construction stakeholders, they are, I think right now, definitely interested in taking advantage of this and following up with the Labor Department and informing the rulemaking based on what they know or conditions in their workplace. Another factor to point out is that the business community has been involved in the Trump administration's effort to expand apprenticeship opportunities as a whole, not just for 16 and 17-year-olds. And one of the ways that this administration sees the key to doing that is to sort of remove the regulatory red tape and allow industry to have more of a say in the matter in how they determine what the parameters are for apprenticeship programs that are best designed to meet their workplaces.
Now, this is a rulemaking issue, so procedurally, does that just mean the Labor Department puts out the law, they get feedback, but it's ultimately up to them, or does Congress weigh in here?
Well, what's going to happen first is a notice of proposed rulemaking will come out. The Labor Department is now estimating an October 2018 release for this proposed rule. Then there will typically be about 60 days for the public to weigh in and comment, and the Labor Department would consider those comments as they form a final version of the regulation. Of course, Congress will have a chance to weigh in, and right now I think it's been tough to get anyone to really have a strong detailed voice on this issue until they see more details. But I have already heard that there are Democrats on the House Workforce Committee that have been looking into drafting a letter to the administration expressing their concerns with this.
You write that there's one Democratic senator, though, who might be on board with, depending on the details, might be on board with something like this.
That's right, and I think that may be one of the factors to keep in mind as to why the Labor Department may be able to smooth over some of the inherently controversial issues with the rollout of this rule. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, recently at a hearing on Capitol Hill, she questioned Alex Acosta and asked him if that's the Labor Secretary, Alex Acosta, and asked him if he would look into allowing more 16 and 17-year-olds to have extended time on the job in these hazardous occupations. She said she was relaying concerns from manufacturers in her state that it's more dangerous to allow teens, once they turn 18, to have a full work week on the job without giving them more time to train when they're younger. So whether that means that Klobuchar would support a regulation, it's too soon to conclude that, but there is definitely some bipartisan interest in this. I talked to people, I've even talked to somebody who worked as a political in the Obama administration's Labor Department, who said that there has been increased interest in the workforce development world in this issue because there's so much more interest in high school apprenticeship opportunities than there used to be, and this could be one of the ways of going about that in a relatively bipartisan manner.
Ben, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Ben Penn, a reporter for Bloomberg Law, with us to talk about a plan from the Trump administration to relax restrictions on youth training and some hazardous jobs.